You're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Kid Dark Against the Machine is one of my cookie-cutter-verse stories. It was first published by Book Smugglers in 2016, and you can read the story over on their webpage for free. Chapter 6, Splash Page. The comics industry and the superhero industry have always held hands when they weren't exchanging sloppy makeouts. So without real-life superheroes, it's hard to see how Australia would have a comics industry at all. A new superhero on the block means at least one new title every 6 months, even if it's a limited edition. No one expected the all-new Solar to run more than a few issues, for example. Some heroes last longer in comics than they ever did in real life. Catsuit and Buckshot had a shared title that was still going a decade after they both hung up their fishnets. And no one would ever consider cancelling the original Solar title. Do we call him Solar Bloke now? Even though he's long gone. There have been 4 Astras in real life and 12 in comics. The continuity for those is completely bonkers. Kid Dark is still the Dark's sidekick. Like, seriously, there have been 5 or 6 Kid Darks in the comics since J. Jupiter's debut a decade ago, and all of them except the dead one are regular characters in the Dark's 6 separate titles. J. Jupiter of the comics does pretty well for himself. He graduated Librarian College, he hooked up with several hot supervillains and at least 2 of the Astras, and he finally lay the Kid Dark costume aside to be given a new grown-up superhero identity, Shadowfire. I check in with the comic universe, Jay, from time to time. Bloke's got his shit together. Even when he turned evil for a couple of years, he still held down a day job, dressed well, and treated his girlfriend respectfully. Fandom ships him with Buckshot. Some of the fan art is surprisingly good. So there's this thing in comics called a splash page. It's where the art takes over and you get a massive action sequence across a double page. One big punch you behind the eyes panel. It's colour and violence and multiple characters and end of the world shit. There aren't that many days in real life that are worthy of being illustrated by a splash page. Even if you're a bona fide superhero. But I can think of a few. The comics don't always get it wrong. J. Jupiter, the Kid Dark story. Griff's day had been splash page after splash page. And this was getting kind of ridiculous. First there was the road trip through the Blue Mountains, riding Pillion with a beautiful blonde woman, a genius kid potential supervillain in the sidecar. Then there was the cliff face, or as he and Danny had instantly named it, the motherfucking impossible gonna kill us dead cliff face. There had been abseiling. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to remember the glee on Danny's face as she produced the gear from her backpack, or the sheer delight on Liam's face in return. Especially, Griff didn't want to remember how easy it had been. Sliding and bouncing down those ropes like he was 12 again. With so many acrobatic skills flaring up in his brain, he could have trapezed his way across the city with a roll of dental floss and a cobweb. And now, yeah, this was a splash page and a half. This was lying out on a ledge overlooking a massive underground cave full of, well, villains. There were dozens of them. 40 or 50 maybe, if Liam was right that there were never more than 8 officially on at a time, well, it looked like the rest of them still wore their costumes when they were off the clock. Griff recognised many of them from his own superhero days, or from the news coverage he hadn't managed to avoid. There was Black Hat and Madam Manx, Spark Weasel and the Grub. There was Dr. Chemical, Dr. Moonlight, Dr. Dreamboat and 3 Dr. Carbons. All the glamour pusses were hanging out together, painting each other's nails. So were the bogus bushrangers. "That's it," whispered Liam. "That's the machine." It wasn't a metal cube like the one that turned out cookie-cutter superheroes. It was a sphere. A massive platinum sphere. with windows. What's the plan here? Griff whispered. I can sabotage it, sure, but I doubt it can do anything that these guys can't fix. Some of them are geniuses, and I'm pretty sure others are millionaires who can hire a lot of repairmen. As long as they don't fix it by midnight, Liam breathed, pushing his glasses back up his face. If there isn't a new villain at midnight, the system breaks down. Griff gave him a dirty look. Are we talking symbolic victory? I'm going to be in serious shit for letting you off the boys' home grounds at night, so I was hoping for something more concrete and evil-defeating than that. If a new villain doesn't get created at midnight, the machine will suffer a catastrophic systems failure, said Liam. His eyes were a little too bright behind the thick lenses of his glasses, and how did the kid even know that? From his dreams? That sounds evil-defeating enough for me, said Danny. Let's go punch some lab coats. How about you both stay here? Griff said warily. I can peel down there discreetly, take apart as much of the machine as I can get my hands on. If all three of us go, we're going to get caught too fast. He had brought several spanners, a small blowtorch and a hammer. It was 8 years since he'd done the hero thing, but he was ready to fall off the wagon hard and fast. Very sensible plan, said Danny, like she wasn't going to shimmy down and start beating up supervillains the second his back was turned. I will stay here and look after the kid. Oh, whatever, said Griff, rolling his eyes at her. Restrain yourself for as long as you can. She passed him a grappling hook and the last of their cable with a fiendish grin. Go get 'em, tiger. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletters for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.